Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 25th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net and prepare and share these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today's message is titled Humility. The scripture text is a proverb, Proverbs 18, verse 12.
Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor.
Recently, Kathy Griffin, an actress I'd never heard of, won a Hollywood award. Now, generally, I have low regard for worldly awards of this type especially, and don't pay any attention at all to them. In a nutshell, I would sum up my attitude with a biblical phrase, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's Isaiah 5, verse 20.
During her acceptance speech, Griffin noted that many recipients thanked Jesus for their award, then made it a point to emphatically declare, "No one had less to do with this award than Jesus." She then raised her trophy and proclaimed, "This award is my God now." There was more to this vile discourse, but it was so crude and blasphemous that we will not allude to the exact quote.
Well, thank God for the eternal truthfulness of His Word. The daily proverb is proven true countless times.
Consider the first phrase we shared. Before his downfall, a man's heart is pride. Proud. Pride is something we all have to deal with at least to some degree. It may be our position, education, our looks, talents, or our possessions. It might even be the lack of these things.
Consider those who have had a downfall. The King James Version more bluntly translates destruction. The downfall might be a business failure, a broken marriage, a prison term, or something else. Or it might be something that will not be revealed until the final judgment and ultimate destruction. Pride always has its consequence, immediate or future.
But humility comes before honor, the scripture says. The highest honor is that from God Himself. He values humility.
But consider for a moment the people that you have come to truly honor. So often in my life, they are people who demonstrate humility. And generally, the people that I honor the most are relatively unknown. If I were to list the top 10 people whom I esteem with great honor, very few readers would even recognize their names. They've never attained traits that would bring them fame from the world, but they faithfully served God and impacted those whose lives they have touched. We're going to meet a lot of people like that in heaven. May God help us to hide this proverb deep into our hearts and to recall it frequently as we seek to live lives of honor before God and man.
Let's pray. Father, I wholeheartedly acknowledge before others all that I have, all that I am, and all that I ever hope to be. I owe it all to you. You are a gracious and generous Father who deserves all the praise, glory, and honor due your name. Today, I humbly proclaim you to be my Lord and Master. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today, podcast listener. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today's site, September 25th, 2007. We do have several photos up, as is our custom, as well as a link to a beautiful song. Actually, we wanted to find and use a scripture song that I recall often singing. We both do back in probably the 80s in our church, "Humble Thyself in the Sight of the Lord." Couldn't find an online version of that, but found a beautiful song called "We Bow Down" that certainly conveys this thought of humility that we've used today. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Thank you for joining us, and may God continue to bring you encouragement today.